Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Wednesday morning, which means education will be a part of our theme here today. And joining us this hour, we'll have USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools to start. We'll also have updates from the Manhattan Fire Department in downtown Manhattan later on. For this, the first two segments, we've got from USD 383, Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade joins us here via Zoom. Good morning, Dr. Wade.
Morning, Brandon.
Good to talk to you once again. And Board President Jardine Coleman joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to talk to you both. And it's been a busy 24 hours for a lot of folks watching the elections here. And I might just get your thoughts on that whole process now winding down. It's been a lot of focus has been on the school district race, one of two big local races here in Manhattan. What was your reaction last night, Dr. Wade and Jardine?
Well, first off, I just always want to thank all the candidates, anybody who's willing to serve on a school board, willing to run for school board positions. And there's a lot of responsibility, a lot of decisions being made. These are unpaid positions that just take a tremendous amount of time. And, I think anytime I start meeting with new board members, we talk about, the challenges that occur when you've got your friends, your neighbors, you're making decisions that they don't always like, and how do you, avoid some of the landmines along the way. Just, going back to my initial thought would be just always appreciate people being willing to serve on boards, because it's definitely not easy.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Yeah, I you took all the things I wanted to say. I think this is not for the faint of heart, a public service. And I am excited to see how 383 continues to thrive and grow as we look ahead to transitioning in January to our new board members.
And I'd add to that part about transitioning in January that we do have this period of time between now and the January board meeting where the new board members come on board. And we use that time for training. That there's a school board conference that's occurring. We have a whole series of things that we'll be talking to the new board members about, setting times to come in and talk about things like chain of command, ethics, budget, the operations of different departments, how does HR work, child nutrition, transportation, just a whole crash course on getting prepared to be on the board. So something for them to look forward to.
Well, and Jardine, this may be I don't know if you come back in the rotation again here before the end of the year, but this will be probably your last time on In Focus with us here, because you're coming off the board. You and you're going to be finishing up your degree, is that right?
That's correct, yes. So my last meeting will be in January, and I think this might be my last time on KMAN. I am really close to being in the thick of dissertation writing, and so I'm feeling very good about having some time to dedicate to that. I'm going to miss board service and working with the 383 administration dearly. And I'm really looking forward to being Dr. Coleman here pretty soon.
Well, that's going to be great. And you do such good work over there with Pawnee Mental Health. And I know that's maybe an opportunity. We'll get the chance to talk to you in the future. If Robin maybe is not available for an interview, maybe we can get you on here on the air.
I'd love that.
Oh, well, that'd be great. We got a lot going on here in the school district. School board, of course, has a meeting tonight at 6:30. We saw last night the city commission had its audit of its budget. Not a lot of excitement there, and usually that's kind of the goal, right, Dr. Wade? You don't want a lot of surprises in an audit. And I know you have your audit tonight.
No, we don't want any surprises in our audit, and we did have our financial committee meet and went through the audit results prior to tonight's board meeting. So I know that there's good news in that audit, that they came in and once again verified that all of our financial documents or budgets are all in line. They're all compliance with budget laws of Kansas for this past fiscal year. And, you know, that's just year in and year out been something that we take great pride in, that Lou Faust, Jill Tatum, and others work extremely hard to have the checks and balances, make sure that we're following, you know, the letter of the law in all these different areas with our budgets and our finances, our purchases, our reimbursements, all of those kind of things. So I'm looking forward to having that financial audit revealed publicly tonight.
Absolutely. And especially in a pandemic year when you got all these moving parts, I mean, that's got to be a challenge just to keep things in order.
Oh, yeah. There's so much more. We're appreciative of the additional funds that come along with dealing with the pandemic. But there is a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of reporting. And, you know, we don't mean to complain about that. But there's a lot to that of keeping track of, you know, are they the appropriate purchases, where they are they made within the appropriate time frame, all of those things. And that has been additional work on our business department. They've done a great job with it. Again, that's one of the things that comes out in our financial audit, is how well they've done with that area.
All right. Well, in terms of new business tonight, there's a few different things here with regarding purchases. If we can, I'd like to start with the real estate purchase here that'll be discussed, and kind of what that entails. It looks like this might be an opportunity to expand parking out at Manhattan High School.
Yes, which, as you can imagine, has been an ongoing challenge, and one that's been more present this year with all the construction. But we have always wanted to be able to do this, and you know, the opportunity just presented itself, and we couldn't walk away from this chance to be able to do some improvements on the area. And realistically, we know that Manhattan High School is one of our properties that is very landlocked, so there's not much option. And so this is going to be a purchase that's going to help the long-term improvements on the Manhattan High School site.
Absolutely.
And I would add to that, just going back to that earlier conversation about the financial audit, that this is an example, this real estate purchase and the other items you mentioned under new business, the classroom equipment for Family Consumer Sciences, maintenance utility vehicle, van replacement, all of those are items that we probably don't say it publicly enough, that we do have a budgeting process where funds are in those lines for us to be able to make these purchases. For example, with this property acquisition, we do have the funds available. They were set aside for this purpose. So we are following our budget. So that's important for people to know, that we don't just go get a van or go get this classroom equipment, that it is part of a broader plan.
And obviously with the growth of Manhattan High School and the, I don't know, did you lose a little parking with the expansion project there on the, what is that, the east side?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
So we're picking it up at here, you know, here and there to offset that loss as we expanded the classroom areas.
All right.
And this is one of the steps along that path.
I'm curious, with that project, where are you at in the timeline with the construction there? Is that still kind of on schedule?
It is still on schedule. That right, the last report I got on it would be that for the high school, hopefully, you know, the move in would be along the lines of January of 23. Mm-hmm. So a little over a year from now.
Okay.
There's a little bit of contingency there in terms of when we actually get done with the construction and when there's occupancy. So we'll be looking at things like winter break, spring break, what's the appropriate time to actually start using that additional space. But right now it is the schedule that was posted, let's see, it would have been mid-October of 21, so just a couple of weeks ago, was that January of 23.
Okay, so that means that
That's one of our later projects,
right?
That we've got, I think it's like 21 different projects in this bond, and 10 of them are done, and we've still got 11 that we're moving forward to complete.
Very, very well. So that means the East Campus will be utilized at least one more school year then, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And no, we haven't heard anything yet with how that building will be repurposed at this point. Is there, has been anything made public on that yet?
There hasn't been. We did announce maybe 2 meetings ago that we received a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield in collaboration with the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition to do a feasibility study to see what are some of the possibilities and potentials for that space. And part of that also is what it would cost the district or any community partners to make that space usable for them. And so we'll be implementing that work, I would imagine, in the next several months so that the board can make decisions about what concepts they would like to see going forward after having substantial community input on what to do with 901 points. And then once they have all that information, the board can make some community-informed decisions, and that's when design phases would start for that property.
And as a lot of people know, there's been several conversations about possible use of 901 points, but there have not been decisions made yet. And we did recently work on a Build Back Better grant to try to secure some additional funds for that feasibility study. We haven't heard back from that yet, but hoping that we get that funding to help this as well.
All right, very good. Well, we got to take a quick time out, but we'll come back. We'll take a look at some of the announcements and donations and grants, other activities here in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.